Are you ready?
Yep.
Trevor! Trevor!
I tell you.
Trevor!
What a setup.
I don't know what. Trevor!
How are you, Mr. Nelson?
Takes us back, doesn't it? Where was that? Was that Warwick or Worcester or somewhere?
Can I say, I was going to say, you lot haven't been on tour for a while. I haven't bumped into you.
That's why we've got the whole crowd singing that to you before you came on stage after us. We have your support.
And also, we shared a dressing room, if you remember. And the thing is that, you know, when you go out DJing, you have what you call a rider, which is kind of what you want in your dressing room.
Right.
And ours basically consists of a case of bodies and two pint glasses. Yeah. And yours is all fresh fruit and stuff. So we obviously made it our business to arrange all of your fresh fruit into obscene shapes.
I know, I remember that actually. Yeah, it was obscene. Yeah. I don't eat the fruit, it just looks good on the rider.
It does look very good on that.
It's really good.
We're a bit disappointed because we look up to you and you're kind of our Mr. we wish we could be as smooth as you. And it's good looking, but we found this on on the Radio 1 website, and this kind of dispels.
Why am I always set up by you two?
Well, you've done this. This kind of dispels the myth. Have a listen.
Okay, I'm Trevor Nelson, and I have a confession. You know, back in the day, it wasn't a big one, but now, in light of the way young people are, I feel a little old. I lost my virginity at 19. I know around Radio 1 they think I'm Mr. Lover Man, player, R&B smoothie, but oh no, I did my research and I waited till I was 19. I thought I lost my virginity at 16.
It's my favourite bit.
But that wasn't true.
You like that?
How do you think he did? And you actually, without going into too much, actually, perhaps you shouldn't answer that for her. Yeah, don't answer.
Fred, can you bring in the tally because I'm sweating? Can I just clear this up? I'm not going to mention her name.
No.
But I think she had her legs crossed, honestly.
Right.
I couldn't tell. Well, you asked. You asked, didn't you? What did you expect?
Hurry up with the towel, Fred.
Anyhow, the lots of confessions are on Radio 1 online as part of the Bear All campaign.
They are. bbc.co.uk/Radio1 for all of the information.
Trevor, anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, well,
I mean, show-wise.
Sarah's show has gone down. She's been away.
I know. She's going to come back and there's going to be no listeners left because we've gone and knackered it for her.
I just want to say, before we go any further, that 6 weeks of summer continues, doesn't it?
Yes.
And last week, my crew, Stu and Frey, were out in Tenerife.
Yeah.
Right.
With Dave Pearce and JK and Jonah. And I was out there on the Sunday as well. And it was very embarrassing. I'm glad the Director General wasn't around to witness it.
Was it disgusting behaviour?
It was great behaviour. JK was acting like a fan and standing in front of me, waving at me, and I didn't know it was him.
Whooping and hollering.
He's a disgrace, that one. Tell you. But
Are you doing Tenerife all summer, then?
Nope, I've done it.
Oh, right. Where else abroad are you doing? Could you fly us out with you?
Ibiza. Maybe in Sana'a, not in Pasha.
Right.
Do you not think we'd be up for doing Pasha? Because that's one of
No. There's a bar on the door for you guys, mate.
Right, okay. But, you know, we'd love to come and warm up for you.
No. Can I just say what I'm doing today?
I
feel I need to get out of here and dry my frothing brow.
Yeah. Go on, then, what you do?
Is the Soul Train change platforms once again?
It's changed platform, man.
Normally it departs, the 4 o'clock service departs on platform one. Today it's changed to platform one extra. Is that right?
Good move. Well said, Batman. Yeah. I'm on one extra today. Part of my 6 weeks of summer.
Uh-huh.
Showing love to our sister station. Mm. And last week we had a big session from Akon.
And today?
Big interview. Nathan, you've never heard of him, have you? Be honest.
Is he the bloke who used to be the lead singer of Brother
That's
Beyond?
Nathan Moore.
No.
Different one.
Right, okay.
No. He's sort of like the UK's Usher.
You know what I mean?
He's kind of on that vibe.
Smooth.
Yeah. Very good. Who isn't smooth in R&B?
Well, this is it. And who isn't smooth in this studio, Trevor?
Would you want me to start?
Trevor on one extra from four.
Yeah, that was it.